Simin Pei Zayin Tzivav. Hamo'ushin v'hamo'vushal b'chamei teveria ain't like in a love. If one were to smoke milk and meat together, or they were to cook milk and meat in chamei teveria, in hot springs of teveria, or any other hot springs, ain't like in a love. One would not get malchus. This is based on a Yerushalmi in Nedarim. The Yerushalmi says that, Yerushalmi asks, what is the din if one were to smoke milk and meat together? Let's say meat and cheese, they were put into a smokehouse, and they were to smoke the two together. Is that the Isser of Basar B'Chalav? And the Gemara leaves this as an Iboyid L'Yifshita. So we follow the regular rules of Safik D'Raisa L'Chumra, and therefore, we paskin that one may not do so, and that's why it's brought here that it's Aser. But in like in a love, one doesn't get Malkus, because since it's a Safik, we don't give Malkus on a Safik Isser. There are those, the Pri Chodesh points out that in Hilchos Shabbos, there it's brought that motion is considered like Bishul. Therefore, the Pri Chodesh holds that Legabe Basar B'Chalav too, which should follow the same Gedarim, and we should say that if one is Ma'ashen, if one smokes Basar and Chalav together, they should be Chayev Malkus. So that's it's a Chiddush of the Pri Chodesh, but the Rambam, the Machaber, Rishonim, they all bring it this way. Hamoshev, Hamavushal, ain't like in a love. V'chein ha'mavashal basar b'meichalov. Also, if one were to cook meat together with meichalov, which is chalov de Rabbanan, we'll see in the next sif what exactly the parameters of meichalov are, but it's some sort of a milk that's only Aser Midrabanan. Either whether it's talking about whey, whether it's talking about lactose, that's that'll be the subject of the next sif. Oy b'chalav mesa, or if one were to cook meat in the milk of a dead milk that was taken out from a dead animal. Oy b'chalav zachar, or from a male animal. Oy shabishal dam b'chalav, or if one were to cook blood and milk together, potter. If one were to do any of these combinations of milk and or these different types of milks and different forms of basars, so these are all potter. And one would not get malchus if one were to eat these mixtures, not for basar b'chalav. So the obvious diak over here is that in loikin mishum basar b'chalav, but one does get malchus, it seems, for a different iser. So the Shach points out that yes, this is indeed the Shita Sarambam, that the one would get Malkus for Dam, because one's cooking Dam and milk together, when if one were to eat the mixture of Dam and milk, they'd be over the Yisr of Dam. However, says the Shach, that we don't pass it like that. We hold that Dam Shebishlai is only Asr Midrabanan. If one takes the blood and one were to cook it, so then it would no longer be Asr Midaraisa to eat that blood. It would only be Asr Midrabanan. The Rambam, though, is of the opinion that Dam Shebishlai, it's also Shitas Rashi, that Dam Shebishlai is Daraisa. But the Shach says, we paskin that Dam Shebishlai is only Midrabanan. Now, Rabbi Kivager points out that although by other Yisurim Midrabanan, such as if one were to cook chicken and milk together, there's no Isser on the Bishul, there's no Isser Hana, there's only an Isser Achila. Here we see that there's an Isser by the Meichalov, if one were to cook it with meat, we see that by the Meichalov there's an Isser on the cooking, and there's an Isser, presumably there's an Isser Hana here as well. At least that's the Pashtus Lashon of the Mechaber, sounds like he's saying that there's some sort of an Isser. We're talking about the cooking of it, and it says, "Chein hamavashal basar b'meichalov oy b'chalav mesa," is all these cases is potter avalaser. Is potter vein like an achilasai. So, but it sounds like the cooking itself, there is an iser d'rabbanan involved in the cooking. So, Rikveger says that in fact is the reading of the Teferis L'Moshe, that he holds that there is an iser d'rabbanan to cook meichalov and meat. However, the Rikiveger himself doesn't think this is mochroch. He disagrees and thinks that the reading of the mechaber is just to say that one may not cook the milk and meat together, the mechalav and meat together, if one's intention is to eat it. Meaning, one may not eat it. One should not cook the two together in order to enable them to eat it. But the actual cooking of the mechalav and the meat, according to Rikiv Eger, is not, there's no issur d'rabbanan involved in that. That would have in big nafk mina l'gabe hana as well. The rule, as we started in Sif Aleph, the general rule is, whenever there's an issur d'raisa of basa b'chalav, there's an issur hana as well. If there's no issur d'raisa of bishul, then there's not going to be an issur hana. We don't find that there's any issur hana midrabanan placed in such cases. According to the Zeferis L'Maisha, we would have, in this case, this would be a first, where we'd have a basur b'chalav midrabanan, and we'd have an issur hana midrabanan as well. That would seemingly go against the rule of the Rama in Sif Aleph. But according to Rikiv Eger, it would come out that again there would be no Isser, there's no Isser Bishul here, there's no Isser Hana here, and this could have many practical nafkaminas when a person has mechalov and meat, different medicines, this could come up, different ointments. And basa b'chalav, where it's asr b'hana, it's asr even shaloi k'derech hana asai. So basa b'chalav is the one type of hana that, you know, any form, any type of benefit one may not get from it. So a lot of products have lactose in them if they have some sort of a meat derived also ingredient. They have a glycerin, a stearate. You can easily come to basa b'chalav. So according to Rikiv Eger, this would not be a problem. So that's a practical case, a practical nafkamina over here of this issue.